Hey folks, this is Lust, and I am about to do a bout of recordings. So I thought I would basically get myself up and ready, a little bit of a warm-up through this ramble. So this could be quick, this could be very short, I don't know, we'll see. But as you know, I may be feeling a little bit of a slump. If you listen to my past ramble, I mentioned that I am having a bit of a mental block in terms of assimilating myself here. I thought, you know, it would be easy, it would be quick. I mean, I've been to France how many times now? I've spent about a month put together of my trips in the past 2 years. And, you know, I'd have a better understanding of things, but it's not the case, and I find myself in this perfectionist mode where I can speak the language-ish just a little bit, but enough to like carry about only a minute of conversation. Basically just to say that I don't speak French very well yet, but I understand what you're saying. Unfortunately, I can only respond in English. But yeah, there is that perfection side of me that is blocking me from doing things. At the same time, like, there are a lot of things I want to do. Like, I want to head out, I want to explore, I want to, you know, find a cafe or a place where I can go to if I'm just not feeling like working at home, you know, because unlike back in the Philippines, you're basically chained to your house because, number one, COVID, number two, heading out and relying on public transportation back in the Philippines is a nightmare. And it'll take you like literally an hour to 2 hours to get to where you want to go. Otherwise, anything that's remotely conducive to work, any place that's remotely conducive to work that is close to home is filled with people already. Like, it's packed. So like, there's no outlet there, and here I'm like, there's a wealth of outlets, I just can't go because I am scared, which is very it's a very worrying thing, honestly, and it's like boggling me for like how many for a while now, really. So I, at least, you know, to cut off that that's a bummer part of the audio, the good news is that yesterday Brian and I headed out to figure out what we can do with my bank account, because this one bank that I thought would be easier is just not easy at all. It is very difficult to communicate with them, and they don't really have a strong I don't understand why they have difficulty in understanding. I had help with Brad to explain things in French, but I guess their system is just confusing to them or something. I don't know. So so me and Brad headed out to his bank, you know, to his brand, I guess, or his bank, and it went really well. At first, we went through the whole online appointment. So one thing that you should know about French banks is that typically, if you want to do things that require a teller or an agent or something like that, you need to set up an appointment with them. So it's not like, I'm not even sure if that's how you do it in America, but in the Philippines, you don't have appointments. You just walk in, take a number, and then that's it. Like, you don't need to worry about anything like, oh, I have to set up an appointment and this and that. If you have the requirements that's listed on their website, you should be good to go. But here in France, it's a different story. So, you know, getting an appointment alone is annoying. But this time, it was okay. I kindly asked Bra if, you know, after the whole thing where the woman was like, oh, we don't take Philippine customers. I told Bra that, hey, maybe you should let me do it. Like, be the one to speak to them. If they speak French, then I'll say, it's okay, you're here to translate. And if they speak English, then that's great. Thankfully, she spoke English and French. She struggled a bit with English, but French, you know, she could do as well. So And she was nice. She was, you know, she was kind enough to have everything set up. And she explained, you know, she mentioned that a lot of bankers were basically, you know, on vacation. And it's likely why, it is probably likely why it is difficult to get to any banks nowadays. And they take long vacations. There's not like, so back home in the Philippines, you either get your usual, this dude will work every day and will take a week of break during the year, or this dude will take a break once every couple of months, etc. And it won't, it's like usually just 1 or 2 day break. So in France, you know, they, some of them will take 2 weeks of a break, which is what Bra does. Like, he takes 2 weeks when he can, and he takes like he has a lot of vacations, and I guess that's, you know, the, that is one of the benefits of being French, I guess, and having unions work really hard for what they want. Everyone else gets a better lifestyle, I guess. So she explained that, okay, well, most of the bankers right now, they are on long breaks, and, you know, their appointments are they're pretty much booked for a while, but she was kind enough to be able to figure out an arrangement anyways. So hopefully I get my account, you know, my bank account next month, early next month. So it's so weird to me because I'm used to, oh, if I want an account today, I can get it today, but not in France. So, you know, there's that to live with. On top of that, I mean, that's pretty good and significant progress for me, because, again, if you've been listening to the past rambles and if you've been checking out Discord, it literally, like, shook me when not only did I not get to open a bank account immediately, but I also got my own, you know, my first taste of racism, so it was very, very weird. Anyways, back to, you know, the second bout of progress, I guess. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been posting pictures on Discord. Please, if you do not have a Discord, if you do not have a Discord account, I recommend that you do, because I tend to post more of my photos there. And I know you're probably like, yeah, but why don't you just post it on Patreon? I would, but I'm trying my best to stay within TOS, you know? Because I get, if you're patron to other performers, you will know what's happening, and it's really just a matter of making sure that everything is doing, you know, that things are going okay, you know, like, we want to keep this boat running, which is why I assume many are jumping into OnlyFans, because just in case, then there's this anyways, right? So again, OnlyFans is something I'm still thinking about. I'm definitely leaning towards it, I just don't know what to do with it. Yeah, I don't know what to do with it. We'll see what happens there. But yes, back to you know, to pics and whatnot. I don't know if you've seen me post pics, but I hate my hair. I hated my hair, you know, prior to, you know, but I like, it's dry at the tips and it really needs to be addressed. My skin may have improved vastly when I arrived in France, but my hair was basically like, what is this place? I don't know this place. And she's dry. I don't know why. I'm not sure why. Like, literally, France summer has been quite humid. Not humid to the levels of Southeast Asia, but it's not drying. So it confuses me why my hair is like suddenly so dry and so frizzy, and it's just ugly. On top of that, it's black, and my hair naturally is not black. To explain what happened, I dyed my hair red early last year. I don't even remember. Yes, I dyed my hair early last year. Fuck, I don't, I guess? Yeah, early last year. Holy shit, Corona just erased all memories of time, of like years. But anyways, early last year I dyed red, I'm super thankful for that one dude who basically donated the money needed to get my hair done and done well and professionally. So I had my hair done red. It was a thing, like, in the early, like, Discord days, everyone wanted me to have, like, red hair. They think it suited me. On top of that, Bra loves red hair. So I was like, okay, you know what? Let's give red hair a shot. It was really pretty. Like, it was stunning. I did not think it would suit me, but it suited me so well. And really, like, if you've seen my redhead pics, yeah, that's from that time, that era. Unfortunately for me, being the first time for me to, you know, dye my hair in a very bright and vivacious color, I have no idea how to maintain it. All I knew was that there's a special shampoo and conditioner that you ought to use to make sure that the hair doesn't, you know, that the hair color doesn't fade away. But I'm dumb. And I did not think, I have no idea how chemistry works, so I may have jumped into a pool filled with chlorine and ruined my red hair. So literally my hair was a very patchy red and, you know, blonde from the bleaching that was required. It was very damaged. It was hell on earth. So the very next day, when I woke up to this nightmare, and, you know, my fiancé was with me, because, you know, we swam in the swimming pool, whatever. It is also the inspiration to the audio that I just posted on GWA, I reposted on GWA. So after that, the next day, I was like, I can't live, I don't want to go out with this. It's just ugly, like, ugly. Like, It was killing my self-esteem, because it was just super brutal. So we ran into the same salon that I, you know, that I work with and trust all the time. They do great work with my hair. And I said, just dye it black. Just make it black and make it thick and erase all traces of the pain and suffering that this hair has gone through. So they dyed it black. A very thick black. A very strong black, and that's the black that you see. Now, you know, obviously some of that black has faded, and again, the damage of, you know, like the tips being dry and everything has returned. Not really returned, but it has always been there, but it's now more noticeable since parts of the black has faded. And it was back to, like, being patchy and ugly, and no, please, I don't want this again. So it's not as bad as red and blonde and bleached and ugly before, but it literally just looked like an old maiden's hair. And you probably are like, Lust, you're exaggerating. No. I'm just very good at hiding flaws when it comes to, you know, because it's black. Like, obviously an Asian, me having black hair, sure, having dry black hair, yeah, sure, whatever, she's in a different environment, but it's still ugly. And I realized that I couldn't hide it when I posted another picture, and I was like, ugh, my god, you know, just my hair was just not doing well. So, you know, something that I've always planned to do anyways was have my hair done before school started, which is somewhere mid-September. So I thought, okay, well, my hair is suffering and all that. Maybe I should look at hair salons. And Bro was kind enough to say, you know, if you're going for a, because we've been, like, looking at hair salons while we've been walking around the cities. And one thing that he's noticed is that for cheaper hair salons, they have a massive top-up. If you know, like, you have your base price, which is not so expensive, but when you look at other treatments that you tend to include when you get your hair done, it could become exorbitant. The salon that we went to is the same price as my usual salon that does really, you know, takes really good care of my hair back then. So, except it was a little bit expensive, but the pricing made sense. Like, you know, yes, the base is expensive, but anything that you put add on top of that isn't so bad. And if you think about it, the price is actually more reasonable than my hair salon back home. So, you know, back to the progress thing. I said, yeah, sure. I basically told Bra, you know, let me go and ask it. Mustered all my strength to speak in English, even though I cannot, you know, I know they won't be able to understand. I ended up with the owner who was running the front, and he couldn't understand me, so I just had Bra do it. But they were really nice enough to be like, oh, to be like very accommodating. And, you know, I was afraid that they wouldn't be, but they did a great job. Like, at the beginning, it felt really tense because I don't know if the girl even wanted to touch my hair. Like, she saw the damage and, like, she knew what she was going to work with. And, you know, it was a long process. Usually, back home, it usually takes me, like, 3 hours and three people to work on my hair. And it's true because my hair is just really thick. And then you couple that with really thick industrial black dye on my hair, it's really going to be difficult to erase. So technically it's more expensive and whatnot, and but yeah, it ended up being really great. The lady was a fucking genius. You know, at first I was worried because it felt like she was putting bleach on my hair, because if you've bleached your hair once, I doubt anyone in this Patreon has, but if you've bleached your hair before, you know that burning sensation on your scalp. And this was sort of similar. It turns out what they were doing was they were erasing the black dye from my hair so that my natural brown hair would show. So basically that's what she did. And she's just a genius. Like she said, you know, now my hair is like a mix of different shades of brown. But it's not bad. It's not like Karen levels of ugly. It's not, you know, it's actually really nicely done. Like there's like a weird transition of cool brown to warm brown of highlights in my hair. Which if you hang out on Discord, you'll see. But on top of that, if, you know, basically when I get to finish some of the photos I've done, or when I get to start taking more photos, for Patreon's pleasure, or for patrons' pleasure, and for everyone else, you'll see what it's like. And then, yeah, so it's a very long 20-minute story, and I apologize for that, but I don't know why I had to tell, like, the whole story about my hair. But if you're listening up to this point, thanks. But that basically gave me a tiny bit of a boost to be like, oh, yeah, finally, some progress, you know, like, I feel better about my hair, I feel better about interacting with people, I am one step closer to getting, you know, French administration duties done. I also got my health insurance, which is great, because I can get sick, and I wouldn't need to worry so much. And all of that is honestly, like, pretty damn good. And I know I was supposed to make this, like, a warm-up, so it was supposed to be short, but I think, like, it's gonna be pretty long anyways. So one thing I've been doing, and now we're actually getting to the, you know, to the core of things, and the one reason I wanted to record as well, is I've been looking at your patron request forms, and honestly there are a lot of interesting things that you guys have added. And it's true that we haven't touched some of these topics, like we haven't touched futanari, we haven't touched breeding, we haven't touched, we've touched succubus, like, last month, I think. So there's that. GFE, y'all, you missed that, and, you know, it would be good to bring it back, I guess. And then there's also other tags that you guys would love to have. I'm not sure how I'm going to put that all in the September audio set of audios, but we'll do our best, as we typically do. But yeah, one thing that I have also sort of neglected is the optional topics for just regular ass rambles. And honestly, I haven't done that, which I was supposed to do, but I think I spoke too much in this ramble. So what I am going to do, and please don't hate me for it, but oh my god, I'm gonna cut this into two parts. First is this long ass preamble, so anyone who wants to listen to the preamble could go ahead and do so. The second part, which will be the one that's posted on the post itself, like the audio post itself, is the is the optional topic, optional ramble, is the ramble request that some of you guys have sent. So let's discuss that, let's talk about some of the requests that you have sent in terms of things that you want me to talk about. All right, so I'm just going to put a little cut here.